Fish B to my left on the base. Super Gladys Wonder Kitty's off at law school. So it's just us kids. Bonjour, amigos. Bienvenido, secret friends. Couldn't podcast yesterday. You don't podcast on the day of an eclipse. Everybody knows that. Right there in the Young Podcasters Association of America handbook, page 32, paragraph 4. Thou shalt not podcast on an eclipse. Because when you podcast on the day of an eclipse, you're competing against the universe in a way that you shan't and you can't. Right there in the handbook. It's not my fault if you didn't read them. But the nuttiest thing of all, and I really do think this deserves some serious, serious, serious thought. The only way that that eclipse works, and this is just crazy, they call it a coincidence, but sure. I'm not a scientist, and I know that's shocking and tragic news to some of you who automatically assumed that I would be. I'm an alchemist, that's a different thing. But the sun is like just right 400 times further away than the moon. And then the moon needs to be exactly 400 times smaller than the sun. And if that works out precisely, you have a total lunar eclipse. Few miles this way, few miles that way. The sun is 93 million miles away. It seems that those that perhaps make the argument for intelligent design, not advocating one prophet over another, but like Benjamin Franklin, kind of had a clockmaker theory of deism and godliness, the divine clockmaker that set things in motion. Because when you combine two facts, just the uncanny, I mean, the odds of the moon and the sun line up in precisely the right place for that to be possible. I'm trying to do the math and I can't. Trillion to one? The mass of all three bodies has to be precise too. The Earth, the Moon, and the Sun. Has to work out just right. And the other fair question, is this called the Fermi paradox? The Fermi paradox? I don't know how to pronounce shit. You'd think I was educated in a barn by a dyslexic painter with a second grade education. I know. Wasn't too much further from that. I graduated from Washington State University. Most of our classes are taught by dyslexic painters with second grade educations in barns. We didn't have classrooms, we just had hay and birds. It was very distracting. There were no PowerPoint presentations. I had this one professor, sometimes he'd throw eggs at the barn wall, like trying to make a picture, but just looked like a Rorschach test of suffering. I digress. But the paradox is that if you look around the universe, these astronomers, not to be confused with astrologers, but the odds of life existing somewhere else in the universe are incredible. There's billions and billions, if not trillions, of planets and stars. But that said, where is everybody? I know there's been spooky, like, or maybe not spooky, but intriguing alien video and photography, or at least alien's not the right word. UAP is the right word. We've all seen that stuff now, but that's just as likely to be the testing of military tech. But exactly, precisely, the moon 400 times further away, and the moon 400 times smaller. The precise ratio to create what over and over and over again is being called a spiritual event. It was very spiritual for me. I went to the post office and got a new passport photo and refilled the form. Debit card, gave money to this U.S. government, which is always a sweet, real in text. Always a reminds you of God, doesn't it? Yeah. I've heard people reference the Lord when doing their taxes. I have. I may have when I heard how much my new passport was going to cost. One last thing. Just one last thing. And yeah, we're gonna podcast tomorrow. It's what we do. Hopefully Gladys will be home from law school. But I just read this story, and I hate it. I think it's gross, but I don't know if this is holy or not. And good God, what happened in her life to Tori Spelling to make this an absolute necessity? Apparently the young lady who is she older than me? Is she in her 50s? I don't know. But every time she uses the restroom in a, let's just call it an extra long fashion. We're not doing potty talk, but you know, sometimes a little time, sometimes a little more time. So when she's in there for a little more time, she can't be in there by herself. So for 18 years, every single time she had to drop a deuce, she had to get her husband and he'd have to go and hang out in the bathroom with her. Every time. She says she hasn't gone to the bathroom by herself in 18 years. And now that she's getting divorced, which is always sad, I hate divorce, from Dean McDermott, now her kids have to do it. Every time. Hasn't been alone in the bathroom for 18 years. So in the same universe of intelligent design, where the moon and the sun and the earth, really? I do believe in coincidences. I do. And I believe in randomness. But that's a tough one to wrap your mind around. A happy coincidence, you say? You sure? You fucking can't be sure. But what do I know? But in that same majesty also exists the brain of Tori Spelling, who's ruining her kids in ways I don't fucking, you know. This guy was married to her for 18 years. All right, so. Apparently Fish B said enough. Likely Fish B is right. Fingers crossed Mantis is prayed back tomorrow. I love you so much, secret friends. Till then, say adios, Fish B.